CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 5th of November, 2023, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. Exam funding for youngsters. Tonight at 8, webinar. RSGB Affiliated Club Course and Exam Finder, MAP. The Radio Communications Foundation, or RCF, is a small charity that seeks to promote radio engineering and amateur radio. Last year, a number of teachers identified the cost of foundation exams as a barrier for some young people. The RCF trustees considered how they might help. Funding exams for every youngster was seen to be unaffordable and unnecessary in many cases. As a start, and to help those with greatest need, the trustees have agreed to fund 60 foundation exams each year. The funding will be available to anyone who is under the age of 21, in full-time education, and needs help with the exam fee. 15 exams will be funded every 3 months. The first batch of 15 exams will be funded in January 2024. If any of the allocated funds are not used, they will be rolled over to the next quarter. No money will change hands, as the RCF trustees will simply make the bookings and pay the RSGB. In time, there will be a simple online application form. In the meantime, anyone seeking funding should send their details to RCF Secretary at commsfoundation.org with a supporting statement from a parent or guardian about why they would benefit from an RCF funded exam. Comms has two M's, of course. Details of their interest in amateur radio and how they have trained or are training for the foundation exam will also help the trustees make their decisions. If the scheme proves to be successful and amateurs continue to donate to the RCF, there may be scope for increasing the number of exams funded each year. Further details about the RCF and how to donate can be found at commsfoundation.org. Don't forget to be part of the RSGB's Tonight at 8 webinar tomorrow, Monday the 6th of November. Colin Summers, MM0OPX, will give an entry-level talk aimed at newcomers to amateur radio. It will touch on antennas generally, but will focus on the N-fed half-wave antenna, including details of construction, transformers, and performance. Find out more at rsgb.org/webinars. The RSGB Affiliated Club Course and Exam Finder map has been relaunched this week. All affiliated clubs were invited by email to submit information about courses and exams that they run. The replies that were received are now on the RSGB website. If you use the search function and it doesn't show any results, you will need to widen your search area. If your club provides training or holds exams and isn't shown on the map, please go to rsgb.org/exam-update and complete the form. If you need any help, you can email exams@rsgb.org.uk. Additional information will be uploaded each week, so please submit any changes before 3 p.m. on Fridays. The RSGB is delighted to welcome Elaine Richards, G4LFM, as the new volunteer RSGB archivist. Elaine is a former Radcom managing editor and was keen to continue to oversee the RSGB archives when she retired from her Radcom role last year. If you'd like more information about an old amateur radio photo or document, or want to check something in the RSDB archives, you can contact Elaine via archivist@rsgb.org.uk. Thank you to everyone who bought raffle tickets at the RSDB convention last month to raise money for the De-Expedition Fund. The fund has already made donations to expeditions such as Bouvet, Swains, Rockall and Tuvalu this year. If you're planning a De-Expedition to a rare destination and would like to apply, go to the RSDB website and search for De-Expedition Fund. Now for details of rallies and events. Holsworthy Radio Rally is taking place today. A final reminder now that the 2023 Scottish Microwave Roundtable, or GMRT, will be held between 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. on Saturday, the 11th of November. Please email Colin, GM4HWO, via golfmike4hotelwhiskeyoscar@gmail.com for more information. The Rochdale and District Amateur Radio Society Winter Rally will take place on Saturday, the 18th of November. The venue will be St. Vincent de Paul's Hall, Norden, Rochdale, Lancashire, postcode Oscar Lima 12, 7 Quebec Romeo. The doors open from 10 a.m. and entry will be £3. The usual traders, caterers and plenty of free parking will be available. All proceeds from this rally will go to a local charity. Last time, £1,000 was given to the Rochdale Spring Hill Hospice. For more information, please contact Dave Carden, G3RIK, on 01706-633-400, or email dave@charliealpharomeodeltaechonovembersierra.mikeecho.uk. And the Coolsden Amateur Transmitting Society Bazaar will take place on Sunday the 19th of November. The venue will be Oasis Academy, Homefield Road, Old Coolsden, postcode Charlie Romeo 5, 1 Echo Sierra. Doors open for the public from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and the entrance fee will be £3. Traders, bring and buy, club tables and car parking will be available. Tables cost £12 with additional tables priced at £8. Please forward general inquiries to bazaar@catsradio.org.uk. And a special event news, the ONZ Oostkust Radio Club, ON6HC, is active on all bands and modes as Oscar Romeo 79 Charlie Lima Mike until the 12th of November. The special call sign's suffix stands for Canadian Liberation March. The annual event that celebrates the liberation of the Belgian town of Knock on the 1st of November, 1944. QSL via the Bureau. For more information and details of an available certificate, visit OscarNovemberZulu.BravoEcho. The Amateur Radio Union of Serbia, YUNSRS, hosted the 26th IARU Region 1 General Conference between the 1st and 4th of November. Special call sign Yankee Tango 26 India Alpha Romeo Uniform was issued to mark the occasion and may be operated until the 31st of December by the hosting society as well as by the conference amateur radio station. QSL via Logbook of the World. Now the DX News. Pierre VK3KTB and Alexei VE1RUS are active again as Victor Yankee Zero Echo Romeo Charlie from the Eureka Amateur Radio Club station on Ellesmere Island, NA008, until the 22nd November, QSL via M0OXO's OQRS. And Philippe F1DUZ is active as Foxtrot Golf 4 Kilo Hotel from Guadeloupe, NA102, until the 7th of November, QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL, or via F1DUZ. Now the contest news. The 144MHz CW Marconi contest started at 1400 UTC on Saturday the 4th and ends at 1400 UTC today. Using CW on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal reports serial number and locator. On Monday the 6th, the Autumn Series Data Contest runs from 2000 to 2130 UTC using RTTY and PSK63 on the 80-meter band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Tuesday the 7th, the 144MHz FM Activity Contest runs from 1900 to 1955 UTC using FM on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Also on Tuesday, the 144MHz UK Activity Contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC. Using all modes on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number, and locator. On Wednesday the 8th, the 432MHz FT8 Activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC. Using FT8 on the 70cm band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. And also on Wednesday the 8th, the 432MHz FT8 Activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC. Using FT8 on the 70cm band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. Now on Thursday the 9th, the 50MHz UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC. Using all modes on the 6-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number, and locator. On Saturday the 11th, the Club Calls 1.8MHz Affiliated Societies contest runs from 2000 to 2300 UTC. Using CW and SSB on the 160-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number, and your affiliated society information. The Worked All Europe DX RTTY contest starts at 0 hours on Saturday the 11th and ends at 23:59 UTC on Sunday the 12th of November. Using RTTY only on 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. And on Sunday the 12th, the UK Microwave Group Low Band contest runs from 1000 to 1400 UTC. Using all modes on the 1.3 to 3.4 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number, and locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA, and G4BAO, on Thursday, the 2nd of November, 2023. The last 2 weeks have not been too bad for HF propagation, but not particularly good either. The solar flux index hit lows of 119 on the 22nd of October and 121 on the 24th, but subsequently recovered and stood at 159 on Thursday, the 2nd of November. This at least allayed the fears of some amateurs that solar cycle 25 was over. But as the solar flux index rose, geomagnetic conditions became slightly unsettled. The maximum KP index was 4.67 on the 29th of October, but has subsequently recovered to between 1 and 3. This didn't affect HF too much, with the daylight maximum usable frequency over 3,000 km remaining steadfastly over 28 MHz all week, even hitting 43 MHz. On Thursday the 2nd. As a result, the bands have been humming with lots of DX being worked. Phil, GU0SUP, reports working YAN E51JAN on the North Cook Islands on 12 metres FT8 Fox and Hound mode at around 1630 UTC. He said that as it was almost dark, he didn't expect to hear anything, but had a good coffee on him at 190 degrees. So gave him a call. He came straight back. Phil said that this was a big surprise, and he's not sure how it worked. It was quite a skewed path with pretty much no coffee on the real headings, short or long path. He also worked YJ0TT Vanuatu on 10 metres at 0843 UTC that morning, and later at 1741 UTC on 20 metres FT8 Fox and Hound mode. As Still said, two new DXCCs in one day. So the moral of the story is to keep on trying. You never know what you will work. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will decline slightly to the 130s. A bigger problem is a massive coronal hole, which is rotating into an Earth-facing position. This could cause the KP index to rise, possibly on Sunday the 5th or Monday the 6th. NOAA also predicts a geomagnetic disturbance on November the 9th, when the KP index could rise to 4. Otherwise, it suggests fairly settled conditions and a general KP index of 2. As always, keep an eye on solarham.net for up-to-date information. And now the VHF and up propagation news. The current spell of unsettled weather, with areas of low pressure, strong winds and rain or showers, will probably remain over the coming week to the 12th of November. This again suggests that TROPO will not be a feature of VHF and UHF operating, and perhaps there are just a few weak options for rain scatter to lift the mood. Since comments last week about out-of-season sporadic e-propagation, we are still getting weak sporadic e-signals on the graph plots on propquest.co.uk, which peaked at 5.35 MHz at Dourb on Wednesday the 1st of November at 1700 UTC. This may have been enough to produce paths on 6-metre band data modes. Favourite times of the day for these chance events are typically around 10 a.m. or 5 p.m. Meteor scatter prospects are still good, since the decaying Orionids are probably lingering up to the 7th, and we approach the peak of the Taurids around the 12th of November. The week after, we'll be looking forward to November Leonids. So if you've not tried meteor scatter yet, this may be a good time to read up on modes, frequencies and operating techniques. And lastly, a brief mention of aurora, which is always possible given a decent coronal hole event like last week. So keep a check on the KP index for larger values above, say, 5. For EME operators, moon declination is at maximum this weekend, meaning long moon windows and high moon elevation. Path losses are at their highest over the period due to apogee on Tuesday the 6th, and 144 MHz sky noise is low all week. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSDB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSDB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. Now, starting with the Southwest, Barton District Amateur Radio Club is having a social meeting on Tuesday and a Zoom meeting on Thursday. Contact is Dave Wellham, G0DPW, Bravo Alpha Delta Alpha Romeo Charlie at protonmail.com. And Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. Daily nets are held at 10:30 a.m. on GB3ZB and on Friday evening at 8 p.m. on 145.450 MHz. If you have an interest in amateur radio, you are welcome to visit the club and join in with its nets. Look at Tango Sierra Golf Alpha Romeo Charlie.uk, and contact is via secretary at Tango Sierra Golf Alpha Romeo Charlie.uk. And over in South Wales, on Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting to discuss its future plans. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. hosted by Glyn, GW0ANA. There'll be a club net on 144.550 MHz from 8 p.m. on Saturday. Contact is Steve, 2W0VOG, 07900-560-080. Cumbrana District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. at Hensley's Village Hall, postcode November Papa 446 Juliet Zulu. Why not join the Monday evening net on 145.7125 MHz CTCSS 94.8 with a 600 kHz split from 7:30 p.m. Contact is Ken Smith on 07411 595 103, or look at MikeCharlie0YankeeAlphaDelta.club. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Llanidale, Cardiff, postcode CharlieFox.146 Echo Alpha, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access for disabled visitors. There are nets on GB3WB from 9:30 p.m. till 10:30 p.m. most nights of the week. Contact is via Hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 3.705 MHz at 10 a.m. On Tuesday, there will be a net on 145.375 MHz from 8 p.m. On Thursday, there will be a meeting at the Society's clubhouse and via Zoom from 7 p.m. A tabletop bring-and-buy style sale will take place. Join the meeting on Thursday. And contact is via Golf Whiskey 4, Echo Zulu Whiskey, .org.uk/contact-uniform-sierra. And finally, Usk Side Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Indoor Bowls Centre, Glebeland Stadium, Bank Street, Newport, postcode November Papa 197 Hotel Foxtrot. The club also meets on the first Saturday of the month at 9:30 a.m. at the same address for breakfast and general chat. For more information, contact the club secretary by email at usksideradio@gmail.com. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeosierragolfbravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf Force Tango Radio November. So until next Sunday, 7:30, have a good week, keep safe, from the GB2RS news team.